Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I wanted to just put out this message to remind you all that there's a direct connection between the spiritual and the physical. And Yah gave an example in scripture of a tabernacle that was to be cleansed and clean on a regular basis. So the idea was that our Creator would dwell in that tabernacle or that temple or in that place. And we think about the renewed covenant and we think about what has truly changed. The Torah is not done away with. The guidelines and instructions are not done away with. And Yah doesn't change. He didn't change his mind and say new things and give us a new way. But what he did was set up a precedent of how we are to live our lives and what we are to do and how we are to carry ourselves. And Yeshua liked to talk in parables all the time about certain things. And we could look at it on a human level or a visual level of how these things are supposed to be. But when we look at the metaphors that Yeshua used in his parables and the idea of what he was trying to do, and we look at the idea of the physical and the spiritual coming together, we see a temple and we see the order of Yah in the original covenant. That's what the original covenant gave us. They gave us a system of a way to be cleansed, and they gave us an order of how to do it. Who was to be in what order and who was to do what? Everything that was established from the beginning of time was that it was about the order of our Creator and how to be cleansed. That's literally the message that Yah gave us since the beginning of time. And as we looked at man not seeing that or fulfilling that or coming up short to that, Yah brought that even to a bigger level in the renewed covenant when he brought the spiritual and physical together, teaching us the order of man and how to be cleansed. And the bottom line is, from the beginning of time to now, if we stick to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and also the order of our Creator, we will be in a cleansed state, a state of purity, a state of wholeness. And this is going to allow us to communicate with our Creator on a certain level that we will not be able to communicate with Him as if we're not in this state. The enemy from the beginning of time has tried to get us to a state of filthiness, a state of dirtiness, a state of impurity. And as he tried to do that from a spiritual sense all throughout the original covenant, and when we understand the connection between the physical and the spiritual, and we look at the renewed covenant, and we understand the connection between light and darkness and what tears us down or builds us up. Yah says it, that we're blessed for being obedient to his holy word and we're cursed for being disobedient. And we look at the fruition of those blessings and curses. It comes down to being cleansed or not being cleansed, being pure or impure. How could I say this on more simple terms? If you are following Yah's order and seeking to keep his guidelines and instructions, you're going to be able to communicate with our Creator better. You're going to be able to realize and see the attacks of the enemy better, and you're not going to give in to the enemy's ways. However, if your mind is clouded because you're not following Yah's order, if you're confused because you're not following his guidelines and instructions, the enemy is going to continue to attack you. You're not going to be ready for that. And you are going to continue to suffer and not reach Yahweh's goal for you if you continue to live that way. The great news is, and a great thing is, we have every opportunity to do that. There's one way, there's one word, and there's one avenue to do that. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance, to change your ways. Repent, to overcome. Repenting doesn't mean tears coming down your eyes or saying I'm sorry. Repenting means to change. To change what you're doing. There's a saying, if you keep doing the same thing but expect a different result, that's the definition of insanity. You must change what you're doing if you want to change the result. When I look at the way the average so-called believer, or really a make-believer, is acting and living, they are not tapping in on the great blessings that our Creator has available for them. And when I look at the way they live their lives, they're not living in the order of our Creator. They're not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And evidence of everything that's going on is the fruit of one's labor. The fruit of the Spirit is the evidence of what's happening. Our Creator says simply, if we follow His guidelines and instructions and stay in His order, we will have peace in our lives. The shalom, which goes way beyond what we understand as just peace. There's so many ideas of earthly ideas of certain words, but there's such a shalom and a peace that we're going to be in such a place of comfortness, regardless of what's going on around us. The opposite of the fruit of the Spirit is what's going on in the world. It's people living in fear, people worrying, people never satisfied, people complaining, people being bitter, and people living in anger versus that peace and that shalom. And when we connect the physical with the spiritual and we see what the enemy's doing in our lives, people are killing themselves by defiling the temple and the tabernacle, Yahweh's most important creation, that is us and our bodies. When we think about how He blessed this world with our creation, the creation of us, of humans, His highest creation, the highest thing that He could do was to have a baby be formed in the womb and to be born. That's the pinnacle of Yah's reason for everything, was that a baby would be formed in the womb and a human being would come out of it. And you look at the world today, and you look at what's happening in the world today, people are destroying Yah's greatest creation, human beings, through murder and abortion. And you look at those people that escaped the murder of abortion and will be born into this world and grow into this world, are destroying themselves by defiling this tabernacle and this body that Yah gave them to be cleansed and holy, where Yah gave us the food we should eat for our bodies to thrive. And people on a daily basis are polluting their bodies so much and getting the diseases of the heathens of the world, of the non-believers of the world. It says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. At that time, the Egyptians were the most disobedient people in the land. And the Egyptians were held in captive, the children of Israel. But He freed them from Egypt. And He tried to free them from the ways of Egypt. But the people left Egypt, but their minds were still in Egypt. And He said, if you stop following those ways when you go into the promised land and start following my ways, I will not give you those same diseases. I would bless you greatly. But He gives a warning also in Exodus, and He says, if you go into the land and you defile yourselves, if you team up with wickedness, if you do not keep things in the right order that my word has established, not only will you have the same diseases as Egypt, I will give you new diseases that you never even heard of yet. And what did man do in their clouded state, in their unclean state, in their confused state? They choose to serve Satan. They choose to serve the enemy over Yah. And diseases came upon them. Yah gave them every blessing in the world to get there, and they still complained. Today we live in a place and a time where Yah has freed us and given us the wonderful capability through the power of Yeshua to be free from the slavery of the wickedness of the world. And he, in essence, in his word, set the same example that he set in scripture and says, if you keep my guidelines and instructions and follow my statutes and my commands and stay in my order, I will not put the same diseases upon you, give you the same distress, give you the same worries and fears that the world has. You will be in a state of peace, shalom. You will not have all these emotions that lead up to this anger, which leads to the worst sins you could imagine. So people again yet have a choice. The scriptures say very clearly, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. In the word, the Creator says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. The word says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. The question is, whose words are you following? Are you following the words of our wonderful Creator? Are you following the order and the instructions of our Creator? Or are you following the world's ways? In Ephesians, our Creator yet confirms his order. We have our wonderful Creator. We have our wonderful Messiah. We have man. We have the woman. We have the children. And you understand who's not in that order? Satan, the enemy. He's nowhere in that order. But when we break that order, we invite him in. We invite him in. And when we continue to live against the words of our Creator, we team up with the enemy. We are no longer in a clean state. We are now in a fallen state. The only way to get clean again begins with repentance, to change our ways and to change our mind. The way you're going to change your ways is to change your mind and change your thinking and start overcoming these things that are destroying us. It shouldn't be this way, where people that call themselves believers and followers of our Creator are suffering the same or if not just as much as the world. The order has been broken. The instructions aren't being followed. And people aren't experiencing the great joy that our Creator tells us we are commanded to have. Joy. The enemy steals our joy when we make our decisions to follow him. Let's cut to the chase. When we say the mind, the body, the spirit, and all of this stuff, and the connection between everything, it comes down to this. We do have a choice. And that choice comes down to, do we decide to choose light or darkness? That's it. Are we going to choose light or darkness? That's our ultimate choice. And the confirmation is, if you're choosing light, is you are going to be in a state of joy. If you're choosing darkness, you are going to suffer from worry, fear, anxiety, and anger. Think about your life and where you are and start making the right choices to change that. Make the right choices so you could have joy in your life all the time and settle for nothing less. The excuses that we have that keep us from experiencing the joy and the peace of Yah is the enemy controlling us and the confirmation that we are serving darkness. We need to choose to serve light. We need to choose to serve Yah. We need to get back to his order. And we need to get back to his guidelines and instructions. There are literally churches and hitters and pastors out there today saying we no longer need to follow his instructions because that was the old and we're in the new. No, it says with the renewed covenant, not the new covenant, but the renewed covenant, I will take my guidelines and instructions off paper and reestablish them on your heart. And it is the goal of our Creator that we would know them so well that we wouldn't even need anyone to teach us. We would know it so well, so when it comes time to make a decision of how we're going to live our lives, we'll make the right decision. To not follow the world's ways and the things of this world. I know a good amount of you that are watching and watch my videos believe you're at a certain state and believe you're in a certain area because you have maybe more wisdom than the average person in the world that is in complete darkness. But I'm telling you, as your brother, as another human, if we are experiencing anger, fear, anxiety, and worry in our lives, we've not reached that place of joy and peace. We need to do more. Another confirmation to determine what we're doing and how we're doing it is life gives life and death gives death. I know a lot of you might not have the knowledge or the wisdom about how to take care of this physical body and how to keep it clean. But no excuses. I have thousands of videos of how you can eat healthy and keep your body clean and eat the foods that y'all want you to eat. When you're living in darkness, you're living in anger, and we eat these so-called comfort foods that literally destroy us. People are overweight, people are sick, people are suffering. The physical and the spiritual go hand in hand. Darkness equals darkness, light is light. The enemy wants you to live in darkness. You might not see the significance of this yet because the enemy has been blinding you. But no house of a believer should have a microwave oven in that house. It's destroying your health. It's destroying you. A frying pan is not much better. We need to be wise. And Yah's given us the opportunity to do it. So no matter where you are right now, listening to this, it's not too late. It's not too late. You can repent right now. Repent. Repentance brings refreshing. Refresh your life. If you're overweight, if you're sick, if you're tired, ask yourself, are you living in Yah's order? Are you following his ways? If you're suffering from worry, fear, doubt, and double-mindedness and anger, ask yourself, how close are you living according to our Creator's ways and anger? How much are you in the Word? How often, how's your prayer life doing? First thing, just trying to survive in this world. Our Creator doesn't want us to survive. He wants us to thrive. Remember, you're his greatest creation. And this is all a place where we're at now as a middle ground to prepare ourselves. To prepare ourselves to go to a much better place. But we must prepare ourselves to get there. We must understand the things I'm discussing here. We need to prepare ourselves to get to a better place. And there's many different titles and labels and everything else, but it comes down to light and darkness. And our Creator wants to prepare ourselves for our soul to dwell on in eternity with him. But we must be in a place of cleansing. We must be in a place that must take place. And to do that, we must stop following the enemy and stop giving in to the enemy's attacks. and choose to follow Yah every single time. To have his instructions on our heart, to have his order established in our lives, whether it makes sense to us or not. You're not walking in your house and there's not a dog sitting there telling you what to do, showing you how to do things. That would just not make sense to us, that you want to call it a pet or an animal would be over a human. That is not Yah's order. And as simple as that example might sound, when men put themselves over Yeshua, or women put themselves over men, or children put themselves over their parents, you are changing the order just as much if that animal is sitting there trying to control you. But sadly today, that's what's happening. Yah's order is male and female. When two men or two women try to get together, you're taking things out of order just as much as that animal is over you. Yah says we are to have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and all the living creatures and all the living organisms. But I tell you this as well. When you let a virus overtake you, when you let some other virus or something like this overtake you, you are now no longer having dominion over that living organism. It is overtaking you. It's not Yah's order that we should suffer from any living organisms, whether it's an animal, whether it's a virus, or whether it's anything that's below us. We are to have a covering over us, and we are to be a covering for things below us. And Yeshua establishes that order and how to do it. We have that opportunity to make that happen. And it's my prayer that people would get serious about this and stop trying to go against what our Creator wants us to do and how He wants us to live. And it's so evident when you see people living in a way they shouldn't be living, and then when you try to help them or advise them or tell them to make them aware that they're living in darkness, when you bring somebody living in darkness some light and they try to refute that. Why are you looking at me? Why don't you point to yourself? Why are you trying to judge me? Yah puts people in our lives and gives us revelations to help us. The enemy wants to keep us blind. He doesn't want us to see that. He doesn't want us to do anything with that. The enemy is going to give us the worldly knowledge, where Yah is going to give us a godly revelation. That's it. The world's knowledge versus the revelation from our Creator. And the world's knowledge is just darkness, leading into darkness and more darkness. It's selfishness. How much money I got in the bank? I need a lot of money for this. I need health insurance to be healthy. And I can't go here or do this because I got to stay here and serve these people. Where Yah's way is focused on the physical and the spiritual. How am I feeling today? Do I suffer from anger? Or do I have joy and peace in my life? Am I getting the order Yah needs me to get? Am I getting the good rest and sleep, or I up all night watching pornography and other things I shouldn't be doing? Am I establishing my life with a male and female relationship, or am I seeking after people of my own gender? Yah gives us the difference to determine between life and death, good and evil, blessings and curses. It's not me or my word or my idea that says we will be blessed for being obedient and cursed for following disobedience. The church, many of the churches are teaching people, are showing people how to live in pure darkness, in pure evil. There's some words we don't want to hear, like the word submit, like the word sin, like the word repent. These words have become curse words in churches today. They don't want to hear these words. But these are the words that Yah's given us. Submit, repent, overcome, sin no more. We have that opportunity. So the good news is Yeshua is real, and he came to set the example for us how to live, how to do it, how to follow the order of Yah, how to live by his guidelines and instructions, and setting a living example of how to do that. Not lowering the standard, but upping the standard of our Creator, talking about the mind and how we are to be in the mind and what we're supposed to be doing to be successful according to Yah's guidelines and instructions, according to Yah's goal for us in the way he wants us to do things. His greatest creation, being clean and holy and blessed and following him in his ways. That's it. And the example of the children caught in slavery in the darkness in Egypt is no different than the so-called believers that are out in the world today that are living according to the darkness, suffering from the anger, fear, and all the other emotions of the world because they're not following Yah. And just like the children of Israel went into the so-called promised land, but they didn't follow the guidelines and instructions of Yah, they continue to suffer from the same disease as Egypt, even though they were out of Egypt. And you might think, well, now I accepted Yeshua as my Messiah. But if you're living the same way you lived before, you're going to suffer the same way you suffered before. Something must change. When you accept Yeshua, your heart must change. You must no longer do the things you were doing. You must no longer think the way you think. Remember that. Remember that. And know what God, whatever anyone tells you, no matter what anyone says, you have the power, you have the opportunity and the capability to change right now. And it begins with repenting wherever you are, no matter what you're dealing with. Stop listening to the enemy, repent and change your mind to change your ways. Learn the instructions of our Creator, learn the order of our Creator and follow it. And everything else will be just fine. And you get to experience that peace and that shalom that Yah wants you to experience every single day. Every single day. And you won't have the worry and the fear that this world brings upon people. You won't have the confusion of the walking around in the darkness. His word is a light to our feet. There's nothing more that can give the example of light and Yah's word together. As opposed to the enemy in darkness, Yah created light in this world. And the enemy wants to keep us in the darkness. Today, I pronounce before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. I pray this message will bless you. I pray that we all can come to experience the peace and the shalom that our Creator wants us to live by. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.